Welcome to Wellbeing and You with the counselling team at Western Sydney University. I'm Erin.
And I'm Paula. We're passionate about supporting students to make the most of the university experience.
With this podcast, we're going to introduce you to a few members of our team and tell you about many of the great services and resources here to help you at university. Let's get started. So today we are joined by Jodi. Thank you so much, Jodi, for joining Paula and I today. Jodi is a student who has just finished her occupational therapy degree, finished all the coursework and about to graduate. Jodi has made a wonderful video that you can see on our counselling service website. And so we've invited Jodi to join us today to have a little bit of a chat about the process of making that video. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jodi.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to actually be able to be on here. I've listened to a few of the podcasts already.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, let me ask with the very first question is, what prompted you to make this video?
Well, originally it was an assignment for one of my units in my OT degree, and we were tasked with identifying a population group that was experiencing a community participation restriction for some kind of environmental factor. So I was meant to develop a resource for that population group that facilitated their community participation. So in doing so, the population group I looked at was university students at Western Sydney that were experiencing either a mental health problem or a mental health illness. And the barrier that I chose was cultural, and I was addressing stigma. So I guess both perceived and self-stigma, I guess, in seeking help for mental health problems and illnesses.
What appealed to you kind of about that topic?
Well, it actually stemmed from a conversation I had with my friends at the beginning of that year. And basically at the end of the conversation, it was revealed that we were all seeking some kind of assistance from the university. And it had taken, I guess, 3 years for us to divulge that to the rest of the group. And that was kind of an interesting factor. And I was like, wow, what about it? Like 4 out of the 8 of us, you know, and that was kind of a moment, I guess, for our whole group. You know, we were all very different. We all had very different schedules and stresses in our lives. But I guess I kind of wanted to draw, I guess, on that personal experience. And I just wanted to make a video, really. I quite enjoy making them, so.
Yeah, and it, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you sharing that resource with us.
What's it like for students seeking support?
Well, I guess I know for me, it was quite difficult at times. I had to, I guess, you're often for the first step sitting down alone at your computer going, okay, let's have a look. Let's see what I can find here. And there's so much information out there. And unless you know exactly, you know, what you're struggling with, I mean, for me, it was enormous amounts of stress and pressure. Unless you know what it is that you're trying to look for, it's hard to, I guess, figure out answers. And at times you can often feel really alone. Just you feel like you take on the burden and you need to solve it yourself. So I think for a lot of people and a lot of students, I guess from my understanding in my friendship group, was that it was difficult at first to start a conversation about it, I guess, you know. Especially when it comes to like a mental health problem, there's so much stigma with speaking to others about it, yet, you know, with a head cold, you don't feel embarrassed or ashamed by saying, oh, I have a cold, but, you know, oh, I'm having a really sad day, or I'm so stressed at the moment. It can be a little bit harder to speak about. And I know that personally, we're always comparing ourselves to others. You know, you look at everyone else, especially at uni, and you think they just handle their assignments in on time. How do they do that? Like I'm up crying in front of my computer at 3 a.m. with like mountains of tea and chocolate, and I'm really struggling, and especially in the weeks leading up to that. So I think it is difficult because you kind of normalize what you're going through and you compare yourself to others and think they're doing fine, so I should probably be okay. Why am I finding this so hard? I guess that's kind of what I've seen a lot of. Especially at Western, we're such a diverse population group there. You've got, young people, older people, mums, single parents. There's so many different types of people and they're all going through really different things. So it's impossible to compare.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, you've raised some really valid points, Jodie. Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes it can be really hard to get the conversation started, like you mentioned. And I think that making this video is a really great place to start the conversation. When I watched the video that you made, I thought, what a great, you know, I just felt like I was witnessing something really powerful where, you know, there was a lot of transparency and honesty and genuineness to the stories from the students that you interviewed.
Yeah, for sure. One of those stories is actually mine. And so I just got one of my friends to act it out. So they're real stories. The people acting them out, maybe not so much their own personal story, but they're all based off my friendship group. So
I love, Jodie, how you noticed too that that mental health or mental illness can sometimes be so invisible, and that what appears on the surface is like somebody can be seem like they're coping and doing really well, but in the background, you know, things not being so great, and that being invisible unless people speak up about it and share that.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And it helps to normalize, like you said, Jodie. You know, when you start to talk, you're like, well, actually, we're not so different after all, because we all struggle with something.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's no way to compare that. So,
absolutely. So, my next question then is what you mentioned a couple, but what might be some of the other barriers that students experience seeking support? So, there was that sense of confusion that you mentioned, not really knowing where perhaps some of the things you're experiencing were coming from, feeling alone, difficult to start the conversation. Is there anything else you think might be worth mentioning as a barrier?
I think in terms of, I know something that's been, I guess, raised before at university was that some people find it really confronting talking to another person in person about these issues. You know, you can often at times feel like a stranger and you're just kind of out in the open having a chat about this. So I think, you know, we're in a different world now with technology and all the different types of support that you can get. I think a lot of people still associated it with, you know, sitting on a couch talking about, you know, and why do you feel about that? You know, it's so much different to what I guess all those old typical norms about seeking help are. And I think a lot of people maybe don't know what it's like until you seek help. So you kind of envision what it looks like, but it's a completely different picture.
I mean, that's really valid. And I think also it's a different experience for everybody, isn't it? And sometimes it can be uncomfortable. Sometimes it can be enlightening.
Yeah, definitely.
I always say that nobody comes to see a counsellor to talk about puppies and unicorns and rainbows. Like, it's really difficult stuff. They can be hard conversations to have. And I think it can take a lot of courage to make that first step and have a conversation with someone about something that you're probably trying really hard not to think about.
Yeah, exactly. It's the hardest step to take, is to take that initial step and speak to someone about it, because you've likely admitted that, you know, you're not doing okay. And even though it is okay to not be okay, there's still a lot of that old, like, from past, I guess, disparities about mental illness and old stigma about, you know, like, I should probably be doing a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely a hard step to take, but it's often the most beneficial. Like, I felt like a complete weight had been lifted after I spoke to someone. So as corny as that sounds.
No, but kind of what the university pays us to do. So this is good to hear.
That's true. Well done.
I'm really curious, Jodie, what was 2020 like for you and the other cohort of occupational therapy students finishing up their degree? What a challenge to be lumped with right at the end of it, right at the pointy bit.
Yeah, look, I can tell you I'd probably be happy never to have to go through another Zoom lecture in my entire life. if I had to do one again, it'd still be too soon. But honestly, it's almost like it was a bit of a blur, because we were just adapting from one thing to another. You know, one week we were on campus and, you know, this COVID thing was just, you know, on the other side of the world and not an issue. And then a few weeks later, we're all in lockdown and, you know, I'm seeing all my friends on Zoom and, you know, we're having to organize assignments online together. But I found that university was an amazing distraction for what I'm sure would have been without it was a lot of loneliness and a lot of, you know, isolation. So opening up my laptop and seeing everyone else's faces and was actually quite like a little bit of salvation to know that, you know, I had other people there, and a lot of our friendship groups and assignment groups, we would have to meet online every single day to try and organize it. And we'd be spending so much more time together because, as you know, trying to organize anything over Zoom can be quite difficult sometimes. Especially when you're not there with people and you're trying to find ways to communicate with them. But look, apart from the communication side was great, but it was difficult. Yeah, it was really difficult. You don't realize how much you miss seeing other people until you can't physically see other people. And I feel like I definitely missed out on my last year on campus. We never actually went back after we finished because we finished all of our classes online. No. So yeah, look, it was a challenge. It was very different. And I think for my last year, it was, yeah, like it was a great show of, I guess, resilience from our cohort that we made it through. Like it was definitely the hardest year that we've ever had. Some of the arguably hardest subjects that we've ever had as well. And, you know, there's a real sense of accomplishment in getting through that all together.
Oh, well done. What a huge achievement. I think it's something to be exceptionally, exceptionally proud of. Jodie, one of the questions that we always ask anyone that Paula and I chat with, we always ask just for a little piece of advice. What is an advice that you would give to someone, anyone who's feeling a little bit blah at the moment, a bit down in the dumps? What's one thing that they might be able to do to help shift their mood, help them feel a bit better?
Well, something I always like to do is, I guess, praise myself for the little things that I do each day. Some days it might be I brushed my teeth today, and that's okay because I did something. And, you know, like when you break things down into more manageable and achievable tasks. So forgive me, this is the OT and me speaking, but you're going to feel a greater sense of accomplishment. And, you know, I might spend the entire day on the couch, but, you know, if I get up and I clean the dishes or if I get up and go outside, that's one or two good things that I did that day. And, you know, it does help my mood a little bit. So yeah, just the little things, they are important.
Absolutely. Great advice. That is such good advice. Yeah. I'm going to practice that a little bit today too, actually, just to take some time to think about all of the good things that have happened today, you know, and exactly. No judgment of how big or small they are.
No, you went into work today. So well done, Erin.
Yes, I did. Thank you, Jodie. Thank you.
Your eyes just lit up, Erin.
Yes, no, words of affirmation, that's good for me. A little bit of praise, that goes a
absolutely
long way.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jodie, for your generosity, both in your time today and also sharing with us your assignment. I really hope that it makes a huge difference for anyone who comes across our website and just taking that next step, which is a scary step. I hope that if it just makes it a little bit easier for even one student, then it is an endeavour that has made a really huge difference. So thank you so much for your time today, Jodie.
No worries. And congratulations on finishing up.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, well done to you.
Years. Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for leaving a little piece of you behind on our website, I think.
No, all good. I'm honoured every day to see it up there. So, yeah, thank you.